News in brief: shoddy PPE and illegal profiteering cronyism. 299 million of PPE brought by the government during the pandemic has gone out of date. The early days of the pandemic were marked by health and care worker struggles for face masks and other PPE. Now, 2 years on, the government is suggesting those workers could be asked to use the out-of-date products. 17.3 billion of PPE contracts were awarded between March and July 2020 to private companies. Many of those were awarded using the government's VIP lane, now deemed illegal by a high court judge. The system allowed politicians to refer firms to be given contracts. A referral made a supplier 10 times more likely to get a deal, according to the National Audit Office. How much profit has been made from this aspect of the pandemic alone? To supply high-quality PPE for all during the pandemic, the Socialist Party raised the need for the nationalization of the PPE manufacturing and supply industries. By doing this, production and distribution could be planned democratically, to meet need, rather than make profits. Our energy bill pain, their decade of dividend. 9% of households spend £1 in every 10 of their income on energy bills. This is set to rise to 27% in April, when the planned energy price cap is lifted. The average bill is set to jump from £1,277 to £2,000 a year. Energy company SSE has advised its customers to do star jumps. E.ON has sent 30,000 customers a pair of socks to replace the heating they can no longer afford. Meanwhile, oil and gas companies have handed shareholders almost £200 billion in the last 10 years, according to think tank Commonwealth. This figure dwarfs the £20 billion being passed on to households in Britain, driving increasing numbers into debt and poverty. Commonwealth goes on to call for a windfall tax on these companies. That's a start, but why not nationalize these companies under democratic workers' control, to prevent future market failures for which the working class are asked to pay? Capitalist inequality kills. 99% of humanity are worse off because of COVID-19. The wealth of the 10 richest people has doubled since the pandemic began. One person dies every 4 seconds as a consequence of inequality. These are some of the findings of the Oxfam report Inequality Kills, the unparalleled action needed to combat unprecedented inequality in the wake of COVID-19. The report concludes with the need for systemic solutions for a more equal world, ensuring that the market, the private sector, and globalization do not produce greater inequality in the first place. The fact is, capitalism, an economic system based on private ownership of wealth and the pursuit of profit, has inequality hardwired into its DNA. The report's suggestion to tax rich people is a start, but not enough. What's needed is the nationalization of the top companies and banks, to be run under democratic workers' control and management as part of a socialist plan, coordinated internationally,